And we are back here on Out of the Woods. Kate McLeod was a guest on the show not too long ago. Sometime last year it was. I think she might have played this one when she was here. This is from her live CD called Kate McLeod at Ken Sanders Rare Books, which is a little bookstore out there in Salt Lake City, Utah. This is Butch Cassidy Was Here. Kate McLeod on Out of the Woods.
Before he was a rustler, he was Robert Leroy Parker, born in Utah in 1866. He was the first of 13 children, once such a little babe, with no appetite for a simple life, and neither would he stay that way. The ground here is so dry here, it can choke the means of living. Nature's only kind itself when it's being warm and giving. We've tamed it with provisions, with hats and farms and schemes. Why should Bob's life be tamed like that for the sake of someone else's dreams? Some say it's all in how you look at it, man. They say it's all in how you look at it. We are an animal of language, and when all is said and done, when he changed his name to Butch Cassidy, it sealed his fate on the tongues of the lawmen and the women and the cowboys and the young. Now people still find wonder in his outlaw jail and the guns. So he took to wrestling cattle from the long arms of the rich. He fought against the onset of big business, and then he took to stealing fortunes from the mining companies. And he grew to love the smell of gold, and he grew to love the chase of it. Some say it's all in how you look at it, man. They say it's all in how you look at it. The stories of his robberies became renowned throughout the West. He romanced getaways, reputation would attest that the discretion of the desert can breed the worst and the best, where even the law is sometimes suspect by the needs of the rest. His wild bunch and their ladies grew more famous every year. From Castlegate to Robber's, they reigned with a little fear and with the dubious distinction of being fair with the poor. Butch was square with himself in his own estimation, I'm sure. Some say it's all in how you look at it, man. They say it's all in how you look at it. By the time his century ended and town lights began to glow, the wild men were driven from the Colorado plateau. The banks increased in numbers, but so did the posses grow. So he left his canyon country and he headed south through Mexico. Finding acts of bravery and our relation to fear, who of us will spar with chance well enough to be revered, or grapple with our enemies until our bodies are cold? We might live another year, but we say Butch Cassidy was here. Some say it's all how you look at it, ma'am. They say it's all in how you look at it. Some say it's all in how you look at it, man. They say it's all in how you look at it.
Well, Carrie Gridley. And you're listening to Out of the Woods with Chip Colcord.
There was a little ship that sailed upon the sea, and it went by the name of the Golden Vanity. As she sailed upon the lowland, lowland sea, as she sailed upon the lowland sea. There was another ship that sailed upon the sea, and it went by the name of the Turkish Robbery. As she sailed upon the lowland, lowland sea, as she sailed upon the lowland sea. Oh, Captain, oh, Captain, what would you give to me if I'd sink that ship called the Turkish Robbery? As she sailed upon the lowland, lowland sea, as she sailed upon the lowland sea. I'd give you horses, I'd give you men, and my oldest daughter at your own command. If you'd sink 'em in the lowland, lowland sea, if you'd sink 'em in the lowland sea. Robbery. As she sailed upon the lowland, lowland sea, as she sailed upon the lowland sea. He had a little instrument made for the use, took 99 gashes in the Turkish Robbery. As she sailed upon the lowland, lowland sea, as she sailed upon the lowland sea. And then back to the Golden Vanity. Oh, Captain, won't you be as good as your word? Oh, won't you take me back on board? For I sank 'em in the lowland, lowland sea. Oh, I sank 'em in the lowland sea. No, I won't be as good as my word. No, I won't take you back on board. Drown in the lowland, lowland sea. Go drown in the lowland sea. Like I did unto them, I would drown you in the lowland, lowland sea. I would drown you in the lowland sea.
Thank you.
take your long journey.
The Kinks. Yeah. I haven't played them on Out of the Woods before, I don't think. But yeah, it has got a new double CD thing. It's a re-release of the old Muswell Hillbillies record, and that's where that one comes from. Acute Schizophrenia, Paranoia Blues. And the second disc is all just sort of a greatest hits. And I'm assuming it's all remastered and whatnot. There's probably a track or two in there that haven't been released and all that kind of stuff that they do to sell more records these days. But yeah, good stuff nonetheless. The Kinks. The Kickin' Grass Band, just before that. That was interesting, wasn't it? One from their CD, Walk With Me. We heard The Filling Station. And a couple members of the Kickin' Grass Band just before that, playing some old-time music for you, Linda Dawson and Patty Hopkins from their CD Traditional Duets. And we heard Your Lone Journey. And my friend Carrie Fridley at the top of the set with Golden Vanity from her most recent one, Rainbow Mist. You're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from beautiful central New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkard. We have another quick break to take, but we will be right back after this.